some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. We're on a special night and time because we've got Stephanie Gerard. She's a psychic. You may have heard her in the past on the show as Zoe Niklaus, but she's going by her real name now, and she's going to talk about that and so much more, including a workshop she is part of this Saturday in Long Beach with fellow Rated G Radio guest Rebecca Fisk, who is one of America's top 50 psychics. Together, they're putting on a workshop to talk about love and relationships and sex and all that kind of fun stuff. And Stephanie is going to tell us all about that. She's down here from Washington State to be part of this exciting event. And as we get going, want to remind everybody that if you are used to having regular programming here on the show, we're trying to get more programs programmed for you. It just all has to do with my work schedule and being able to get guests that can, you know, do the show on a moment's notice. You know, the last few years, I used to book guests, I don't know, 5-6 months in advance, and they get a little email reminder, and everything was great. And then this year, because of the JOB, it's, you know, my work schedule is so crazy, I don't get to do the shows as regularly as we used to. So I appreciate you tuning in tonight. And Stephanie's here. We're going to have a great show. And Stephanie, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Garrett. I am doing great, and I am absolutely enjoying the beauty here in Southern California. Long Beach is so cute. Just adorable.
It's awesome.
Isn't it, though?
What's going on?
Oh, listen, lots of things. Well, as you stated, one of the things that's happened with me, and I talked about it before and I'm going to talk about it again, is stepping back into my own truth and stepping back into my own authenticity. Several years ago, four or five, I guess we could call that several, I had joined a fabulous meetup group in the Sacramento area with another very well-known celebrity psychic, Adrienne Blackwell, and we had wonderful journey together. Oh, I know, and she rocks. She totally rocks. We are still very good friends, and we decided one day, you know what, these names that we currently have really are not fitting the energy we are in, so we chose our names and proceeded forward in that space. And Adrienne continues to be who she is. And I, probably the last 6 months or so, things weren't feeling right. I love the name Zoe. And I still, those who are comfortable calling me Zoe, hey, by all means, please do so. That's really fine with me. But for personal reasons, and partially professional reasons too, that name was no longer resonating with me, and I had to come to understand that the personal space, the Zoe Niklaus identity, very good, very professional. You know, many actors and actresses are, quote-unquote, not who they say they are, and that's perfectly fine. So I came to a place where I felt like, you know, I'm feeling a little nudge. I'd kind of like to step back into my own energies. Now, for those of you out there who have considered changing your name, or maybe you go by a different name and would like to go back to something different, there's a fabulous name numerologist on the East Coast, and her name is Tracy Rosenberg. And if anyone is interested, please visit my Facebook, Stephanie Gerard, and I'm happy to share her contact information there. But anyway, we had about another hour-long powwow of how the Zoe name had previously served me and what's different about the Stephanie energies and stepping back into that space now. So anyway, what it has helped me to do is to really shift my energies around to come back into me. And I'm telling you, Garrett, it's been extremely empowering because it's brought about a new sensation within me where I feel like I now own myself. And it's like, wow, it's exciting. And she's a world-renowned astrologist, Carol Barbeau. She's from San Francisco, believe it or not, and is up in the Seattle area. She messaged me on Facebook. Actually, she made it a public statement of just stating, you know, with you returning to your authenticity, think about what else may come your way regarding your spiritual gifts, regarding what else is possible. And so just in the 2 weeks that I have made this public announcement of the name change back to my original name, it's been interesting, some of the opportunities that have come my way, some of the new business contacts and so on. And now I'm here in SoCal, Long Beach, and going to help Rebecca do this workshop. So this workshop, everybody, is this Saturday at what the Best Western Golden Sales in Long Beach. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk about love, sex, and relationships. This is, relationships are fun, they're exciting, they're scary, they're frustrating, they're ugly. So we're going to cover several dynamics of this. We will be teaching people how to listen to your gut feeling. What does that feel like? Oftentimes when we meet a potential new person, potential partner, we have all these wonderful butterflies, we have things going on, especially if the chemistry is great. And then pretty soon, about date number two or date number three, there might be a semblance of a little red flag going up, but we feel, no, it'll be okay. We can change this person. Well, that's usually not the case. And some of us, myself included, I have in the past liked to figure, well, I know what I'm doing. I can do this. I can save the world. I can save this person's world. And, of course, we learn that's not the case. But anyway, we will be teaching people, what is love? Where does this start? Does it start within? What does this look like? How do we pay attention to this gut feeling? And there's going to be more things that we do. So this is a workshop that Rebecca has taught previously, so she's well-informed and well-versed about what she, how she will present, and I will be supporting her with that. Also, while she will be teaching that part of it, what I will be doing is bringing in a different kind of balance, which will be the healing component. So there will, not only will people receive their own, probably a mini psychic reading from Rebecca, they will also be receiving healing from me. So we will be visiting people's patterns, what's been going on in your world, where did this particular pattern come from? For example, one of the number one patterns of negativity that I run into with people in general, and I think this is everybody, I simply call it the human condition, the energy of unworthiness. And this is at the stem of so many things, whether it's a block to success, a block to a relationship, and so forth. So I will be facilitating, helping people to identify some of their root core issues, looking at that, and then facilitating whatever the healing is needed. I specifically work with the Akashic Records of the Soul via a pendulum and charts. Also, I'm a Theta healer, and that will be, the Theta healing will be happening for everybody in there. So it will be a little bit of the group Theta healing as well as individual Theta healing. Also, I'm a Prana healer. And what does that mean? Simply working with people's chakras, and helping to clear people's chakras, get them balanced, and get them reconnected. I also specialize in balancing people's brains, the pituitary gland. So why are we talking about these components? Because all of these things play into relationship. And where do we want to go with this? Have we made our list of, this is what I would like in my partner? And guess what, people, where does this start? It starts from within us. What is going on within us at this moment in time that is supporting what we are looking for in another person? What we feel that we want, need, desire, have to have begins within ourselves. And there is a semblance of personal responsibility. There's work to be done within ourselves first, before we can really truly feel like we can use the law of attraction and then bring that energy in to us. Does that make sense?
It totally does.
And honestly, it's a lot of work and it's a choice. And for those who have been in relationships for a long time, this workshop would work well with you simply because we're just going to be talking about some everyday things too. Sex, that's a great big subject for people. And there's a lot behind that. What's going on with a person's sacral chakra? What happened within the person's childhood? Is there stuff following them from past lives? What can be cleared out of the way? What can be addressed to help make the present relationship even better? Or if a person's been single for a long, long time, and now they feel like they're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Wonderful, what is going on within them that has prevented them or stopped them from having interest? And sometimes people are just genuinely not interested other than having friendships, and that's okay too, because there's something to learn. There's something for everybody in this workshop. And if, you know, whoever's down here in the Southern California area, Los Angeles area, please come. We're going to have a lot of fun. Garrett will be there as well.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time. Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. And there's only like 3 or 4 seats left. I mean, it's filled up quite nicely. So it's not one of these things where, you know, it's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's going to be an intimate setting. And I think they've got like 3 or 4 seats left. So if you're still interested in this, go to iamrebecca.com and you can purchase your ticket there and, you know, get signed up and all that good stuff. But it's going to be, and it's 10 to 4 in Long Beach, and you get lunch, a catered lunch, and it's going to be awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is. It'll be great fun too. The intimate setting is nice, because this way people will be able to receive some extra TLC, some extra attention from both Rebecca and myself in terms of getting an idea of what's coming and looking at what can we do to clear stuff out to help open up a person even more so, or just simply remove some blocks to, you know, work and support the current relationship that they are in. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting too.
Well, I actually think that you and Rebecca are doing this workshop just for me, so I'm kind of excited that I get to be there, because, you know, who knows? Anyway.
Yes, we are, Garrett. Yes, we are.
So one of the things I want to make sure people know about, because Zoe, you know, is now the name of the past. Stephanie Gerard is Stephanie's real name, and that's how we're going to refer to her moving forward. But you have an update to your website. I don't want to say it's the same old website, but you've updated your web address. So if you want to go to whitelight.love, that's Stephanie's website, and you can always book a private reading with her directly. Do you have a radio special this month?
I do, and because it's been my birthday month, my birthday was on Flag Day, and yes, I turned 39 again. I'm so excited.
Wow.
I'm glad that we get to, I like that number. It's a good number. Anyway, so for the month of June, it is a flat $85 for 1 hour, which is great. It's normally $2 a minute, which adds up to $120 for 1 hour. So for this month only, it's $85, and that is my birthday gift to everybody. And also, just to share in my own excitement as far as me stepping back into my own self, my own name. That's exciting. Yeah.
Well, and if you have not had a private reading with Steph, and by the way, we are going to get to the callers. I promise you, we're going to get to as many of you as we can. We've got a ton of you. If I have pre-screened you, I expect that we're going to get you on. So stay on the line. If I have not screened your call yet, when we get to the callers, I'm going to jump on we call it the bat line, but it's, you know, the hotline before you're on the show. And I will ask for your first name and your complete birthday. So be ready to answer and think. I don't want to know your question, so don't tell me all your stuff. That's not the thing. So you're going to talk to Stephanie when you're on, but get your one question ready. And it could be like, I want to know about my new love of my life, or whatever it is, but it's not that question plus 50 others. You get one question and that's what you get. So I want to make sure everybody knows that ahead of time. And Stephanie, are you about ready to get going?
I am. I am absolutely ready.
Well, let's do it. We're going to start with Lisa as our first caller of the night. Lisa, thanks for being patient.
Hello.
You are on the line with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I love listening to you all. Can I ask any questions?
Yes. One question. If you have one question to ask, what would it be?
My work. I've been feeling emotionally beaten up by my work. I went into it. I love the idea of the industry. I'm an independent contractor. And the past few days, I've just been emotionally feeling wiped out. And we had a group of us had an informal coffee that we met at a diner. And most of us started at the same time and we're about in the same age group. And I put out the question. I said, so what do you think about the industry? And everybody, we all agreed that we're going to give it, you know, evaluate it in a year or a couple of years from now and see if it's worth our time. I mean, we put in, it's hard, it's a grind. And the agency that I'm with is very supportive in training and they have high expectations. And I am an independent contractor. I just went in it with the idea of being free, independent, having fun, making money. I knew it wasn't going to be pouring money in, you know, instantly. I knew I'd have to work for it. But I just wonder if you see me making any money within the next couple of months and, you know, the energy changing.
Sure. Okay. So based upon your birthday, first of all, you are a number one life path, which means you are a pioneer, a leader. You will rattle cages. You got blinders up and it doesn't matter what people think. And you're talking to a fellow number one life path, so this is what we do. Now, you are in a personal year of number three, which means spiritual balance. And the month of June for you is a number nine. So that means finishing up, tying up loose ends like crazy. It's driving you nuts. And this will be followed by the month of July, which is a lot of hard work. It looks like your money, there's going to be a bit of improvement. It's not hugely significant, but you're working towards making that happen. So the month of October is when the framework that you're setting your attention for to make money, that will be put in place. And even though you've been there a long time doing the same thing, whatever, you're putting in a certain amount of work between now and then. And then between October and November, the money is coming. November, there's going to be a change also. So when you come across the month of November, you may be deciding that, you know what, I think I'm done here, and or you'll find a different thing to do, or maybe you just simply take on a different project. But, yes, things will change a little bit, but this month in particular, it's not quite done, but it's rough on you. And July is going to bring even more changes, but it will level out because July for you is a number one month, and you're a number one birth path. So you're going to be you're going to feel more ready to grab the bull by the horn. So and then come August, that's a number two month for you, balance. And so between now and August, it's as if upper management catches wind or something, and they will be listening and paying attention. They will be starting to get a little bit nervous because even though you see yourself in a particular age group, the thing is that your group also carries the wisdom. And so if all of you were to walk away, they would have a big problem. So anyway, that's what I see for you. October, November is going to be very significant for you in that regard with your job. So continue to bond with your coworkers and just know it's tough this month.
Okay, there you go. Hope that helps, Lisa. Thanks for your call today. Our next caller is Kimberly. Kimberly, welcome to the show. You are live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hello. Very well. How are you, Kimberly?
Good. My question is about career. I thought I was going one way in the medical field, and now I'm not going that way anymore, and I'm looking at clinical psychology. And I just want to know what you're picking up.
Okay, first of all, your life path is a number six, and this would actually resonate with the career choice that you just stated because it's important for you in your life in general. You need people, and you need to be around people. And this month in particular, you're trying to find the balance of what it is that you want to do. Next month, July, is when your decision to move forward on that is going to be pretty much set. And then August is a number 5 month for you. That means change and transformation. So with you, when you mentally decide to do something, it's pretty much a done deal. So you are going to move forward with it, even though it's going to take some time. Be forgiving of yourself just regarding the amount of time it will take. And, you know, it feels like you have more education or schooling or something to do around that or to tie up some loose ends. But anyway, you will be moving in that direction. It will also better support the talents that you have regarding your people skills. So you already are good with people, and this will give you a different knack, a different finesse, which is also going to carry over into other parts of your world. So like I say, August for you, you will have made that decision. And then November, you will be taking a step in that direction again, whether it means school or stepping into the profession directly itself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
You're very
Thanks,
welcome.
Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank
Always
you.
Good to have you on the show. And our next caller is Gwen. Gwen, you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Gwen.
How are you?
Very well.
How are you doing? I'm well,
great.
Thank you. My question is in regards to work. I've been having some issues in my department. I am looking for, well, actually I'm starting to look for new employment. Do you see when things are going to get a little bit better?
Yes, first of all, you're a number 8 life path, which is business. That's why these details do matter to you. Currently, you're in a number 5 month, which means this is a month of change and transformation. So that's why this is coming up for you specifically this month. In September, September is your number 8 month. So September is when, again, grabbing the bull by the horns. So September is when there will also be change in the department. July is the number 6 month. So in the month of July, you will be talking with someone, whether it's HR or maybe just hashing out a few things with coworkers to find the balance within yourself. But anyway, September will be significant. October, you're just winding things down, bringing it to a close. And then November is like the new beginning there on the job. So November will be the month when things finally start changing. That's when you're going to begin witnessing changes in the work environment. But it is going to take you in a gentle type of way to visit with people, talk with people to get things going. So it's not just going to unfold for you. You will need to be a part of the process. However, do it in a way that is constructive and from a positive place. Otherwise, the outcome's going to be a little bit different. Let's put it that way. Does that make sense?
There you go, Gwen. Thank you for the question. And real quick reminder, you can go to whitelight.love, that's Stephanie's website, and you can book a private reading with her and take advantage of the June special, $85 for 60 full minutes just for you. Our next caller is Yvonne. And Yvonne, you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Stephanie. My question is, when will you see me meeting someone new for love?
Ooh, you need to come to our workshop. Okay. Well, let's see. First of all, like the previous caller, you're a number 8 life path. So business, business, business. In terms of romance, let's see here. I keep hearing in the fall. In the fall, you'll meet someone. You understand to not wait inside your house to wait for the right person. And it's important for you to get out. Not that you don't, but do more everyday things, going to events, coffee shops, et cetera, and not the normal mundane places that people think they can meet people. Part of this, too, of your not having come across the right person or found the right person yet is because there's still stuff going on within you, just some concerns or worries. And also when we have fear, that's a natural block. So anyway, the potential that can happen here again for you as well is in the month of September, or it could be the month of November, which is a new beginnings month for you. So October for you, you're going to be releasing some of your fears, patterns, and worries about relationships. So it'll be important to get to know yourself and what is it that you love about you, and then start drawing that energy to you through the law of attraction. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Thanks, Yvonne. Have a great night. Sure appreciate your calling tonight. And our next caller is Donna. Donna, you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help
I'm
you?
just wondering about a man named Chris. If you see him and I reconnecting and dating or having anything romantic, and if you have any like timing, like you see us spending time together, dating, sort of thing.
Okay. You're a number six life path, which means it is also important for you to be around people. And the energies between you and Chris, they are, for the most part, positive. It's important to think about within you what may be going on within you. And, of course, there's the energy of love, but also to look at what is happening in terms of your world, in terms of what's going on with you. So with Chris, I see that opportunity coming. There will be a time when you two do sit down together, you know, something casual for coffee, whatever. But you two will eventually figure out what it is, what's bringing you back together, whether this is something to work out again, or is this an energy that it is time for you to spend time together. So think about where you were before, and I know that you are eager to redesign this. And so upon the first meeting, you will have a better sense. Again, pay attention to your gut. I see that you're going to be recalibrating. It's going to take 3 to 5 visits or connections with him before it is clear to you what it is that you really want here. Because besides the relationship, besides Chris, it feels like there's a need within you. So, but anyway, this will come together for you. You will be able to quickly connect those dots after your first meeting. And yes, you two are going to be meeting for coffee. I hear somewhere within the next either 2 to 3 weeks to 2 to 3 months. So that's coming up fairly soon. Okay?
So you do see this developing into something romantic with him?
Yes, there's a very strong chance of that. And what you two will do initially, however, is through the dialogue and the conversation, that is what will help you specifically to really reflect on this and think about it and ask yourself, is this something that you really do want to pursue? What I'm saying is this time you're going in with eyes wide open. You've had a little bit more time behind the steering wheel of life, and you have a better idea of what it is that you want. Does that make sense? So it's like you have to get your feet wet with him first to really feel and sense that, yes, this can be a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, that gives me some hope.
There you go, Donna. Thank you very much. And, well, you know, since we're doing all this cross-promotion, you can also get Rebecca Fisk's book, The List, on Amazon. And, you know, like Rebecca will always tell you, write out what your perfect partner looks like, is and does, and all of that good stuff. And, you know, keep working on that list. You'll be surprised what actually ends up taking place. We're going to jump to Heather, and I'm going to start screening a bunch of other calls next. So, Heather, welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show. And you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How can I help you?
Good, thanks. I've just kind of been going through a lot of changes and such, and I feel like I'm at a point where I'm kind of like starting fresh and starting new sort of with my life. And I'd just like to know kind of what direction should I lean, or do you possibly see me leaning as far as my career is concerned?
So are, do you want to know if you should stay where you're at or should you go somewhere else?
Definitely, I guess maybe go somewhere else. I mean, I've always been in like the restaurant and hospitality industry, and I kind of want to get out of that, and I feel like I'm being pulled to help people.
The reason I'm asking you that is because, first of all, you are a number 9 life path, and that can be, it's like the best of all worlds, and then it can be the most challenging, because what it is that you're helping to bring completion to people, situations, circumstances, and so on. And so right now you have like reached the end of your road in terms of the type of work you've been doing, which you've just said that anyway. This is a number 1 year for you. So it makes sense to me anyway that you are ready to start something new. So I see you going into a field, I don't want to say, I keep hearing hospice, and so you might end up becoming a CNA, or you might end up doing something in the social services world, just Department of Social and Health Services. So you're going to be looking at that realm. You're going to be weighing it out as well to decide, is that really what you want to do or not? Because it's different from the government side versus the volunteer side. I like to encourage people to sometimes try to volunteer first. And there's a website, volunteermatch.org, that's outstanding. And a person has to build a profile, and then a person can choose their interests, et cetera. So that would be a good place to start, just to see what might work for you. But as far as your work goes, yes. I mean, you've done what you've done for a long time. It feels good. You know how to do it and to do it well. Don't be surprised if you go back and forth. You know, if you need to have a moneymaker on the side, that's what you'll do. But I keep hearing the word hospitality. I don't know if you've ever thought of becoming a nurse or not, but there is the caretaking side of you, and there's a way to do it where you don't necessarily have to do all of the schooling. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes. Okay, yes, because you have a lot to give to the world. You're very gifted. You have a very strong sense of compassion, and that's what you're feeling right now at this place and time with your life. It's like you've been through a lot. You've had the experience as well behind the steering wheel, and you've learned some things, and you're ready to just go out and start giving back. That's the energy of what you're feeling here. So
yes,
you are going to find your niche. Again, look at volunteer opportunities, but also start looking at the other website, Indeed.com. That's an excellent website as well for employment and to try to figure out what it is that you want to do.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Yes, thank you. Garrett? I think that Garrett is somewhere. So, well, we'll talk about the workshop a little bit more. Again, this Saturday in Long Beach at the Golden Sail. That's Western Golden Sail. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Includes lunch. And relationships. You know, numerology is yet another component that we can bring into relationships. And just like with what I talked with you about, Heather, when you understand that a number 9 life path, it's honestly a lot of responsibility. And I don't know if we talked about that or not. I don't think so. But
mm-hmm.
It's a master number. It's very positive. And it also screams, hi, I have a gift. I have something to share with the world. And it does have to do with facilitating help, healing, change, transformation for other people. Now, the biggest challenge of it, like I said earlier, is that you may also find yourself the facilitator to bring closure. So, in other words, this means that you may see people leaving your life. You may see jobs leaving your life. It's like you, with your job at present, for example, you go to work, you come home, and your job now is in a place where you can see that, yes, they actually could get along without you because you're a very strong employee. You know what's going on. You know what to do and how to do it. You're extremely efficient. And now that you are witnessing that things are functioning and flowing pretty well, this is also part of that little urge of, okay, I, Heather, need to make a change. What do I want to do? What really brings me joy? What would really feed my passion if I were to have one? What does that look like? And I know that with hospice, that I'm sure they have their own requirements and stuff. I don't know your educational background or experiences, but I just really feel like you will be able to find something. What state do you live in?
I'm actually
in California.
And I'm
back, by the way.
Oh, you're back.
My internet dropped. Sorry, guys. I have no idea where you guys are, but I wanted to let you know I dropped off and everything died. So.
Oh, we just kept talking.
It worked out well. I got some great information.
Okay. Well, very good.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you so
Heather.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for stalling for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I've had major internet issues with my provider, and I'll spare everybody the details. So we upgraded the package to like a trillion megabytes a second and all of this other kind of thing. I'm still dropping. I just don't understand. And of course, the service is like, oh, we're not dropping. Anyway, thank you for your stall. Next up is Sonia, born February 15th, 1970. Sonia, you are now live with Stephanie. Thanks for calling, and what's your question?
Hi, Stephanie. My question was concerning career. I do have a job now, but I am, looking for another job elsewhere for various reasons. But I haven't found anything yet, and I wanted to see, what you're picking up for me.
Okay, here is the deal. So, first of all, you are a number 7 life path. And now this is very unique because this is a life path that you will, in this lifetime, you're going to feel like you're doing everything alone, whether you're married or not, whether you have a best friend or not. It's just that you will always feel like you're alone, spiritually and financially. So the number year that you're in is a number 8. So this year is extremely appropriate for you to look at business because the number 8 is business. Right now with June, you're in a number 5. So things are changing for you this month. You kind of feel like you're the pan on the stove and with water in it and someone turned on the burner. So your feet are starting to feel like, okay, something's got to happen here. Something's got to break. When is the employment coming? July, you're going to be, not that you haven't been doing work, you're going to find yourself in front of people. It's a number 6. So you're going to be in front of people. August is the money deal, whatever is going to be negotiated for a work position is going to take place in July. And then by September, I actually feel somewhere between the very beginning, it happens before mid-September, it happens before the 10th of September. By September, you will have secured something. But this month, you feel like your life is like jello that you're trying to nail to the wall, and you feel like nothing is happening this month. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. It's just that, like, for example, today, I had been working on this application, cover letter, resume, really, taking hours of work on it, not just, making something generic, and I even had some review it. And then when I applied and I called the company, it turns out that they thanked me for submitting, but they're no longer accepting applicants. But why do you have a job posted? And I even called before submitting it yesterday.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, you know, that was disappointing.
Oh, understandable. Completely understandable. Fortunately, this energy is not for much longer. It does go to the end of June. We're also going into the full moon of July, which is on the 9th of July, which is a releasing time. So this is also a time to prompt you to look at all these situations and release it. Garrett and I have talked about this before, just writing everything down, every fear, frustration, worry about something, and then burn it or tear it up, whatever. So this is part of your journey right now. So it's, yes, it's about looking for work and securing a position. It's also about your personal journey of what you're doing, how you're doing it, what does this look like. So, again, I still see September as finally bringing something to fruition. I mean, next month, July, there will be some interviews. There's going to be just a couple of interviews, maybe two or three at most. August, again, secures the money end of things, and then September, something does happen where you finally, you know, based upon what has been secured, then you finally start working. So embrace this experience because you're also on other levels letting a lot of stuff go. That's why this is more intense for you. It's difficult, but it's going to get easier. It's going to get lighter. It's going to get easier for you.
Okay. Do you feel it's going to be like a better company and better benefits and pay?
Yes, I do. And also, it's that's part of your journey as well as to set the intention for that. And also, just like a relationship, to write down what is it that you're looking for in terms of what kind of company, how many employees at the company, what kind of benefits and stuff. And, yes, you're already doing that, but keep that in mind. I guess that's the best way to say it. Keep that in mind as you are applying to the companies because it's going to take – you're going to feel like you're splitting hairs down to the last minute, and then it's like you finally land that position. But it's taking work to get to the work that you want to have. Okay?
And there you go. Thank you for calling in. We wish you lots of luck. Make sure to keep us posted. We're going to jump to Troy, who was born March 16th, 1993. Troy, you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hello, hello. Hello, Stephanie. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you, Troy. How can I help you?
I wanted to know, how can I go about ways of healing my sacral chakra?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Okay. What's the intention behind it? Is it for money, relationships? What are we looking
at? Just in general, because, you know, I'm just now realizing that I have a weak sacral chakra, you know what I mean? Like, along with other chakras, too, but that one in particular. And I can understand why, you know, because it's a lack of connectivity when it comes to intimacy. So
okay.
I can understand.
Okay. Let's see here. So you are a number 5 life path, which means change and transformation. Now, the thing with the sacral chakra in general is that this is where all of our hopes, dreams, wishes, money, relationships, the energy of all creativity lives inside of the sacral chakra. And folks don't realize that. They don't realize that this is the epicenter of all that we do. We are the creator of our life, and it's important that that is an area that stays healed and cleared. Also, for those of us who facilitate healing, it's even more so important to keep the energies there clear and also to balance the energies. So a question just to ask yourself is, how is that being used? You know, what I can tell you is, let's see here, there is an energy, obviously, I mean, there's an energy of unhappiness, unworthiness, and unforgiveness within that, within your sacral chakra, which can have taken place either in this lifetime or a past lifetime. When we look at this lifetime, we're going back to early young years of the family life experience. And it would also take a journey of visiting that in detail to see what the story was to clear it out. Also, it's not just about the sacral chakra. The energies, whatever negative energies are in the other chakras, they all work together. So it's important to get all of the chakras cleared, get them balanced and realigned so that the sacral chakra can be balanced. Right now, yours is operating to the positive at maybe 15%. So there is a lot of cloudiness, shall we say, is stuff hanging over your head. So this is where I would actually encourage you on the side, if you're able to take advantage of the special for June, please do so, because this would take a little bit more work, but I can tell you that if you were even just to revisit the path of your life just in your mind and to do your own releasing process in terms of writing it down and then tearing it up. Also, there are some great meditations out on YouTube to balance the chakras, because you want to look at all of the chakras as a whole, not just the one. Because if we zero in on the one, then you've got 6 or 7 other chakras operating out of balance here. So when we can get the whole system back in balance, then that each chakra can start doing the job that they're supposed to do. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It makes sense a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, we have to still look at the whole versus just one piece of it, because it all works together. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
All right.
There we go. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is Kathy, born August 20th, 1966. Kathy, you are live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Stephanie. My question is pertaining to work opportunities. I'm actively looking for work, and I'm unemployed, so I need something yesterday. So do you see something coming? Can I quantify in a month, or I don't know, just what you think?
Oh, sure. Okay. So like the previous caller, your life path is a number 5. So you are also all about, you're a mover, a shaker, you bring transformation. If that is not happening in your world, you feel like you are not in alignment. Okay, this month for you, June, is a number 2 month, which is about balance. And that's what you're trying to do this month as far as work goes. July for you is a number 3. That means joy giver, but it's also spiritual balance. And then August is a number 4. So August for you is going to be a time of laying the foundation. Now, in terms of employment, yes, I see it's like smaller contract positions. It can even be you might start cleaning friends' houses, something like that. One thing leads to another just on the background, because on the foreground there is employment coming. It's also a matter too of clarity of, you know, what is it that I want to do, or you've applied and you're waiting. And as far as an actual paycheck that comes in for you, July for you is holding that energy. So we're not too far away from it. So whatever measures you have taken, continue to do what you're doing, and also add in an extra thing, maybe visiting a certain website and a job website that you don't normally visit. Just like I said earlier, in the hour, indeed.com is pretty good. But I see you in a position with a paycheck somewhere around mid to late July. So you're almost there. You're almost there. I do see your friends helping you out too on the side. So.
Okay.
There you go.
Does that make sense?
Yes, because I do have an interview on Monday, so maybe that might be the chosen one that would fit for a July deadline of getting hired. So I didn't ask about
that. About right. Yeah, because that would be 2 to 3 week process. We both know that. So that may be the one, yeah. But you have something coming sooner than you think. Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks, Kathy. Okay. Have a good night. And we've got about 10 minutes left. A real quick reminder on Saturday, that's this coming Saturday, Stephanie and America's Top 50 Psychic, Rebecca Fisk, are going to be at, they're going to be here in Long Beach doing Rebecca's workshop on love, sex, and relationships. So I encourage all of you, if you have not signed up yet, there is about 3 or 4 seats left. Seating is limited. And if you go to iamrebecca.com, you can sign up now and still get a seat for this Saturday. You'll get to meet Rebecca and Stephanie in person. I will be there also. And you're going to have a fun old time. And you'll get a catered lunch, a reading, healing, all kinds of fun stuff. Let's jump to our next caller, and that is Laura, born October 1st, 1963. Laura, you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Of course. Hi. Thank you. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a job, and I've sent out some resumes, talked to some recruiters, and then I applied for a job that I'm interested in on Monday, and I'm just wondering what you pick up for me getting a job.
Okay. What was your birthday day? I got the 10, and then I got the year. What's the birthday day?
First.
Oh, okay. Okay, so your number 3 life path. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, so this month for you has also been releasing. It's a number 9 month for you. You're letting a lot of stuff go. And that's been frustrating for you as well as far as looking for work. Also with you, I see by October. August, you're going to find a different balance with things. You're going to have a couple of different opportunities. You're going to, even starting next month, there's going to be opportunities brought to you. But this time around in your world of employment, you're going to be having a more discerning eye. It's important to you to have a stronger eagle's eye based upon where you've been, what the experience was, because there's a part of you that wants to do something different. I see early fall for you, but that also means the tail end of summer. So by September, at the latest, you'll be plugged back into something again. It's possible for you to do either contract work or part-time stuff between now and then, but by September, that's going to be in a more solid, sound, foundational place, and you're going to be happier. You work so hard, and you don't get the acknowledgement that you feel you deserve. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. And even if you're not working now, it's just that in previous employment, that has been your experience. So that's why this time you're welcoming all opportunity, yet at the same time, you're choosing to be more discerning, like, does this really resonate with me? I don't know. I have to think about this more clearly. So, again, just like relationships, write down on paper exactly what it is you're looking for. You know, even just maybe your top 3 things, number 1, number 2, number 3. And then as you're perusing the position,
cute,
see what fits and what doesn't fit.
Basically with the story of your energy work.
Oh. Oh, goodness. What was that?
Well, I
that
don't
was
know.
That was a strange thing.
I know. Go ahead.
That threw me off. So anyway, that's what I see for you, my dear. September is a good month for you. Mm-hmm.
There we go. And that was Andrea, I believe, correct?
Andrea.
So have we got to Kathy yet? Because my switchboard is kind of like all jacked up. We're going to try this. Kathy. Kathy's born August 20th, 1966. Have we talked to you already?
Yes, we have. I'm just listening.
Well,
thank
bless
you
your
though.
Heart. Okay. You hang tight, and
I
appreciate you.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to try one more caller. Caller, I haven't screened you, so I apologize, but I don't have your name or your birthday. Welcome to the show. Can you tell us who you are and what's your birthday? Apparently not. Okay. Then guess what? We're going to go right to our secret super special guest star, Rebecca Fisk, America's Top 50 Psychic. She's joined the show.
Woo!
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
How are you?
You're here.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Are you excited for Saturday?
I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome.
Right on. Well, I had Stephanie tell us a little bit about it before at the top of the show. Since we're rounding out the last part of the evening, would you like to give your take on what's going to be taking place on Saturday and what people can expect when they sign up tonight?
Absolutely. Well, a couple things. First of all, we're going to talk about energy because, you know, everything has a frequency. So, you know, sometimes you walk in a room and you meet that person's gaze across the room and you go, oh, my gosh, who is that? I have to talk to them. And they just have this energy about them. And so everything is energy. Sometimes we recognize it. Sometimes we don't. And so often, you know, we're looking at our relationships and we feel this great energetic charge. And then it changes, and we don't know why. So we're going to talk about energy and frequency and how it affects relationships. We're also going to talk about the ingredients for relationships, what makes them work, what makes them not work, where everybody's going to get a personal psychic reading from me. They're going to get some healing from Stephanie in the group environment. We're going to have a nice meditation. We're going to provide lunch and, you know, be prepared to get some insight about relationships that you're not familiar with. This is a lot of approaches kind of put into one presentation, if you will. And it's a different perspective than what you will get by, you know, relationship coaches or through the traditional ways of trying to meet somebody through online dating. This is really about finding out who you are, what you want, and then working with yourself to create what you want in your life, including relationships with others and yourself and romantic relationships.
Well, there we go. So everybody, to find out more, go to iamrebecca.com. You can still sign up tonight and take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime, or at least once in a June 2017 workshop right here in Long Beach, California. Rebecca will be there. Will be there as well, and it's from 10 to 4. All the information is on Rebecca's website, iamrebecca.com. I will encourage everybody to go there. Stephanie, it's been lovely having you here on the show. I can't wait to meet you in person. Get your hair combed up because I'm going to see you and we're going to do a photo opportunity. And we're going to hang out. So it'll be super, super fun. For everybody else who's listening, I want to thank you for being part of the show. If you were a caller and got a reading today, I'm going to say please, in about 15 minutes, if you want to do it tonight or anytime in the future, go back and re-listen. I want you to listen to your particular reading. You can fast forward or rewind as often as you would like. And go back and take some notes on what Stephanie has shared with you. I think that that will help you as you get through the a processing of the reading for you. And you want to do that because when you're listening on the radio here, you're so wrapped up in, you know, the moment that sometimes you don't really hear the message of what they're saying. So I will encourage you to do that. For everybody else, don't drive distracted. We will see you soon right here on Rated G Radio. And as always, it is a pleasure to have you be part of the program. We love doing this with and for you. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.